Hi, this is Intika, and you're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Podcast.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. Welcome back, everybody, to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini, and today we've got another great artist story for you. We've got Intika on the line. We're going to be talking to Intika in a few minutes here. First, we've got to do a little business. You are listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. You can find us at LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. You can check back often for a lot of great artist stories like this one today, as well as our live music podcast that we do once a week on Facebook. All the information is there. You can join us live on Facebook and hang out with me and my co-hosts Lily V6 of Rock Rage Radio, as well as Keith the Hawk Hawkins, broadcasting live from New Orleans. We have a great show. It's a lot of fun. We pick interesting topics, and you guys, of course, get to chime in and be part of the fun. You can find out all about that at LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. And while you're there, don't be afraid to hit the little merchandise icon in the right corner of the screen there. We've got a lot of great t-shirts, mugs, totes, sweatshirts, hoodies, all kind of cool stuff. So check that out. It's all at LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Now, I was telling you guys that we have Intika with us today. Intika. I've been saying her name wrong for like 2 months. Intika on the line here. She's an alternative indie artist from the California Bay Area, making her debut here in 2018. Introspective full-length album entitled Nights Like These, influenced by her hardships with anxiety and depression. Intika, welcome to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Hey, nice to be here.
Okay, cool. So, you're a relatively young up and coming artist. You're releasing your first, you're breaking on the scene here in 2018. What made you want to get into music in the first place? What sparked the desire to do this?
Well, when I was like 9 or 10, I saw Paramore for the first time.
Okay.
I don't know if you're familiar with the band, mm-hmm. but I saw them for the first time, and it really urged me to do what they were doing, and like I just wanted to be on the stage. And from that moment on, like, I just wrote about everything. I have like little notebooks, and I write everything down, and then they turned into songs, and that's kind of how it went.
That's how you got started. So Paramore was the sort of spark for you. You play some guitar. There's some videos of you playing ukulele as well. Do you have any kind of background training as a musician, or are you self-taught?
No, I'm self-taught. I usually prefer ukulele. My mom bought me a ukulele.
Okay.
And I just kind of fell in love with the instrument and how the chords work and the sound. But I also she bought me a guitar as well when I was little. And so I started on a guitar.
Yeah.
And that kind of set it up.
Right. Well, the ukulele is, it really complements your voice as well. So I can see where you sort of like, really gravitate towards that. You said that, I'm reading through your bio here, and you said you've got some hardships with some anxiety and depression. You want to tell us a little bit about maybe what's going on there? Because a lot of people can relate to that for sure.
Yeah. Well, like the whole album is just like all about that, because mm-hmm. like, from a young age, I started having really bad, I had a really bad anxiety condition, and I still do, but I've been slowly learning to, like, tame it a little bit so I can control it slightly. But ever since I was little, I had, these really bad anxiety attacks, and I had bad depression during high school, and, nothing was going right, and I think it happens to a lot of people, whether they know it or not. And it's like not a topic that people talk about a lot. And mm-hmm. I feel like it should be talked about a little bit more, and it should be more generalized, because it happens to everyone, and it's not like a bad thing. It's just a thing that happens.
Do you find that writing music is a good sort of like, I don't want to say treatment, but a good way to help you sort of like deal with it?
Oh, 100%. Whenever I'm recording music or making music, like everything else just disappears.
Hmm.
And like a lot of anxiety is in your head, and it just like overthinking and, you know, kind of is overwhelming. And so that kind of gets me out of that space and just lets go for a while, which is nice.
Yeah.
And I hope it helps other people as well, because I know listening to music for me is like a really big relaxer.
Yeah.
It kind of gets me away from the world for a little bit.
Yeah,
so.
Of course, of course. So I'll tell you what, go ahead and listen to the first single on your off your record, Nights Like These. Let's crank up I Can't Breathe. This is a great song. It's kind of dark and moody. Yeah, but I've been grooving to it. I've been listening to it for a while now. So Intika and I have been playing a little bit of tag with each other, kind of missing each other for about a month or two to do this interview.
Going back and forth.
So I've like familiarized myself with I Can't Breathe. I've listened to it a bunch of times. So hey guys, this is a cool jam, but check it out. This is I Can't Breathe by Intika on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Feels like my head's being pushed underwater. I should've fought harder, I should've fought harder. The strings attached and my skull won't last. When I feel so alone, please help me out. Cause I don't know which way is right or wrong. Please wait to push me under, so I can have some time to think. Cause I've been sitting on top of this cliff for hours, trying to sort my thoughts until we fall beneath the water, sinking farther down, drowning in these waves. Now I can't breathe. I've lost all feeling with these racks tied to my feet. Weak at the knees, my brain is sick. And I can't begin to explain this itch that I can't get to. Just something I gotta get through. And I find it hard to sleep, I find it hard to wake up in the morning, especially when it's pouring rain. And I've been counting sheep, 1, 2, 3, they sing as the floor falls beneath my feet. Can you hear my screams? Is anybody listening, listening? Cause I can't breathe.
Okay, that is a very moving track. Talk to us a little bit. Is this something that really kind of is this kind of what you experience when you're sort of like really? Because I know I deal with anxiety as well. I think it's way more prevalent than we realize, and I think it is a sort of modern condition of the life that, you know, we live in Western society. And I understand, I can relate. I can't breathe, right? So is it the sort of like idea of sort of being like so kind of like too much going on that you don't, you can't even move.
Oh yeah, for sure. I wrote that song purely about like how I feel like when I'm having anxiety.
Yeah.
Like I can't breathe. It feels like I'm drowning. Like it's like I can't move forward. I wrote that about like going into like a grocery store and having people look at you and you're just like, I want to leave right now.
Yeah.
And like you can't do the normal things that you should be able to do. And I wrote that like where I made the music video. So it was like on top of these cliffs overlooking the ocean, and it was just the mood was set right.
Yeah.
For that song when I wrote it.
It was just sort of, you know, kind of delivered to you through the whole experience of being there and going through what you're going through. Yeah, everything kind of comes together. I think that is the thing about great art is we sort of find the beauty in the pain. You know, we take something that's painful and we find the beauty in it. So you think about all the heartbreaking like love songs that are out there and everything, but they're yet very, very beautiful and very touching and everything all at the same time. And that's the cool thing about music is they can find a way to do all that.
Exactly.
Yeah, the track is very haunting. And it's thinking like I could hear like a rock version of it, you know, with like heavier guitars and really dark. And so,
yeah,
but what you do live though is a little bit different, isn't it? You're doing more of a stripped down kind of thing when you play live, correct?
Not usually.
Okay.
I'll do full band.
Okay. You do. Okay.
It'll be,
I saw some videos
and
it was the ones I saw of you were just very kind of like, you know, intimate, but go ahead.
Yeah. That was an acoustic set.
Okay.
So I played a show and it was just acoustic. So it was just me and my guitarist.
I got you. So you do work with the full band.
Down.
Okay. Well, why don't you go ahead and tell us about the sort of Intika live experience? Are you playing a lot? Do you have plans to tour?
Oh yeah, I'm actually headed to Pittsburgh in a couple days to. We're gonna plan a summer tour, and we're gonna make some more music out there. So
where are you gonna be in Pittsburgh?
The main Pittsburgh.
Oh, you're coming area. Here to work. You're coming here to work with. You're not coming here to play a show.
Well, we're planning a tour over there, but so I will play a show there eventually.
Okay. Well, I'm. This is where it's my location. So please let me know. I'd love to come see you.
Definitely.
I'm coming to see you live. That's awesome. So many of the people I interview are like, no, we don't make it out there. We're primarily West Coast, or we're primarily, you know, Europe or South or whatever. So, so stay in touch and let me know. I definitely want to check you out. So you guys are going to plan a tour. What is it? So this leads me to the next question here. So what does the next 6 to 12 months look like for you?
Well, we're going to, obviously, I'm heading out there. We're going to record some music for the rest of this month.
Okay.
I'll be out there. Recording and planning the tour and making sure everything's set up for the tour and everything. And then hopefully this summer, I think it'll be like mostly East Coast because my producers are out there. And so I have like a lot of fans in Pittsburgh and like New York and all those kind of areas on the East Coast.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to try planning an East Coast tour, I think. Because I do play a lot of shows over here on the West Coast.
Yeah.
So I really want to get out there. But yeah, that's the plan. Just a lot of touring and a lot of new music coming out constantly.
Cool.
As much as I possibly can.
Okay. So why don't you go ahead then and just plug all your stuff where people can find you on the internet so they can keep up with what you got going on.
Yeah. All my, like, my Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all my handles are Intika Vibes. So it's just my name and then Vibes.
Okay.
I made it a little simple.
And that is INTICA, guys, so you know.
Yeah. 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 Intika Vibes on everything.
That's the Twitter, that's the Instagram, and the Facebook. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, excellent. Anything you want the world to know about Intika before we wrap up today's show?
Don't sleep on us. we're going to grow and we're going to take over the world here. So.
Oh, that's what I want to hear.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, Intika, bringing some great music to you. Hopefully, we'll be looking forward to the World Takeover very soon. It would be a great relief from what's going on now. You can have it. I love the world just to be filled with great music. That's what it's all about. So, okay, Intika, thank you for hanging out with us today. I have to do a little business with you when we're all done. So if you could stick around for a minute while I wrap up the podcast.
Yeah, of course.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, guys, that is Intika. And you can go to Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, / Intika Vibes, INTICAVIBES. Intika Vibes and all that stuff. And you can check out Intika, get more information, and stay on top of what's going on with her. She posts some very cool videos and stuff on her social media. And I think you guys are really going to really dig it. I love the song "I Can't Breathe." I keep hearing it, though, as like a rock tune. Like, I want to remake it, like, with, like, big guitars and stuff like that. But that's just me. Don't be offended. So, guys, thanks for hanging out with us. Check out everything Intika has going on. You can find us at LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. There is all kind of cool stuff there, all kind of cool merchandise, and a lot of great artist stories like this one today we had with Intika. Guys, thanks so much for hanging out. We want the world to be taken over by great music, so spread it around. When you see us on social media, spread the podcasts around, because that gets the word out about great artists like Intika and all the other ones we've been promoting here on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. It's been a lot of fun. It's been really cool. It's been enlightening. I always learn something, and I always have a lot of fun, and I appreciate the great guests we have. We wish all the best to Intika, and we will talk to you guys on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.